It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep. We've been following two stories of militants over the weekend. One is the story of an al-Qaeda figure who was killed. The other is the story of militants who slipped away. Taken together, these stories illustrate the chase for terror suspects after the killing of Osama bin Laden. Let's start with the man who was killed, Fazil Abdullah Mohammed, also known as Haroon Fazil. He was the alleged architect of the 1998 U.S. Embassy bombings in Kenya and Tanzania. Security forces in Somalia say they killed him. We're going to talk about that with Bruce Hoffman. He's director of the Security Studies Program at Georgetown University. Mr. Hoffman, welcome back to the program.
Thank you.
How important a figure was Fazil Abdullah Mohammed?
Very important in two respects. Firstly, he was al-Qaeda's man in East Africa, and he was exactly the type of operative who al-Qaeda would have turned to in the aftermath of bin Laden's killing to hopefully exact revenge on the United States and on the West. The other side of the coin is that the United States, in essence, has now achieved something of a trifecta with his death. In other words, the three major al-Qaeda attacks against the United States of the past 12, 13 years, the embassy bombing in 1998 in East Africa, the bombing of the USS Cole in 2000, and of course the 9/11-01 attacks, now all of the individuals in command positions responsible for each of those operations has either been killed by U.S. or Somali forces, or in the case of the USS Cole, has been imprisoned in Guantanamo. So we've gotten our man in each of those key incidents.
Although we should mention in this case, Fazil Abdullah Mohammed, the man killed in Somalia, the initial reports of this story at least suggest that the killing was luck. He stumbled into a security checkpoint, tried to run it. There was a gunfight. He was killed. And it's not even clear that the Somalis knew who they were shooting at from the initial versions of the story.
No, that's absolutely right. I mean, he made a wrong turn in the middle of the night, which is rather surprising for someone who's operated in Somalia for more than a decade. But nonetheless, I mean, we'll take it.
Does this suggest to some degree that al-Qaeda is under serious pressure now, having had several people now killed right in a row, not just Fazil Abdullah Mohammed, Osama bin Laden, and also Ilyas Kashmiri, a man in Pakistan who was a leading figure?
Yes, although I would caution you that we're still waiting for final confirmation that Ilyas Kashmiri was killed. But
right.
Nonetheless, people like Kashmiri and Fazil Abdullah, as I said, are exactly the key players in al-Qaeda who would have been charged with overseeing attacks in the aftermath of bin Laden's death. So removing both of them from the scene so quickly, whether by chance or by design, is enormously significant in disrupting al-Qaeda's plans, especially when they have a thinner bench with which to work.
Now tell me about the thinner bench. Has al-Qaeda not been successful in recruiting and bringing up new people in recent years?
Well, no, al-Qaeda has been successful, I think, in bringing up new people. And part of the challenge we face is that they seem to have a much deeper bench than sometimes we imagine. But we can see the damage that this thinning bench has had nonetheless in the fact that al-Qaeda has not staged a successful terrorist attack in 6 years.
I want to ask about another aspect of this, though. When terror figures are captured or killed over the last several years, you will frequently find, in addition to some celebration, a note of worry from American security officials and intelligence officials who will notice that when you weaken the center of al-Qaeda, sometimes you end up with fragmented groups along the edges that to them seem to be harder and harder to keep track of. Is that a danger here?
It is a danger, and that's absolutely true. But at the same time, I think one has to look at the bigger picture. And in the aggregate, what we are doing, in essence, is cutting back the grass. That danger of retaliation and retribution exists. But the capacity of al-Qaeda, I think, undeniably is being eroded.
How will you know when you've won, when al-Qaeda is finished?
I think when you have fewer key operatives that have a long pedigree or a long history in planning and implementing previous operations, like Fazil Abdullah or like Ilyas Kashmiri. But I think the real key is when al-Qaeda's message no longer has the same resonance and they have trouble attracting new recruits, and even if people are moving up in the ranks, they have no one to command.
Bruce Hoffman of Georgetown, stay with us a moment because